Welcome to Scaling the Gap. My name is Madeline McCray, CEO and co-founder of Legacy Leadership Institute, where we are on a mission to help leaders leverage introspection, scale their organizations, and create lasting legacies that leave an enduring impact. Well, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Scaling the Gap. I am so delighted to be joined by Dave Kaminsky today. Dave, so excited to have you here. We've been connected for several years, and he is just such a delight. I cannot wait for him to share his story with you. It's really a fun story and ever evolving, even into today. So let me just share a little bit about who Dave is before we dive in, and then we'll just launch into chatting with Dave and hearing his story. So excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, awesome. So Dave started in the window cleaning business in 1999 and has grown his company to the largest in the state of Arizona, our home state. Yeah. And he even expanded out into Colorado. And he did this without spending money on advertising and used the power of the internet content and a special skill set of getting his website to show up on Google. So today he's worked himself,
out of the businesses. Yep. I don't work in them anymore. So
that's right. He works on the businesses, and in his window cleaning business, he spends his time helping other businesses with their local marketing. And now even that has taken an expansion route itself. So Dave, I'm super excited to hear. I always like to start like the beginning of the beginning, right? Yeah. And to figure out what made you say window cleaning? That's going to be my job.
I really missed the boat because there was a kid that lived a couple houses down from me. I grew up in Flagstaff, and this kid was Martin Casado, and he lived a couple houses down, and I taught him how to use computers. Like, we had an old computer in our downstairs basement, and, you know, we used to code it to do silly stuff. I actually even coded a Photoshop back when I was 12 years old. I know, right? And I loved it. Like, I loved it. And so we both went to college for computer science, and then, you know, I eventually didn't finish at NAU. I went down to Phoenix but when he was there, he graduated from NAU and then he went to Stanford, got his doctorates. Like, this guy literally created VMware and sold it for $64 billion. Wow. So that's where I took the wrong turn in life. So originally I was totally into computers and I love computers. Yeah. But when I was in college, I had a window cleaning job and I'm like, man, I could hire a bunch of guys and have them do this. In hindsight, you know, it's still a good business. You know, we still have great guys that work for us. The downside is, you know, there's a lot of workers' comp involved. We do big buildings, stadiums and high rises and airports and stuff like that, you know? So, that's how I got into window cleaning. And, you know, all those years out there hustling and working hard, my brain was always like, I know I can do something different. Like, isn't what I meant to be. So then I learned how to be a businessman, you know, and then I learned how to hire people smarter than me and faster and better than me. And then my real key was to overpay them, so I didn't have to worry about what they were in charge of. And eventually, you know, I just educated myself in business, surrounded myself with other business owners. And then, yeah, I worked myself completely out of the business probably 3 years ago.
Awesome.
Oh, man, it's been fantastic. I still go to the level 10 meetings once a week.
Yeah.
We had one earlier today, but it's like I kind of sit in and listen and see the numbers and the KPIs. And that's great. You know, I was even in Denver yesterday and I met some people that work for us and I had no idea who they were. So that's kind of fun too. Right. So, when I worked out of that and got into, the knowledge that I've gathered over the years, and I'd made a lot of mistakes along the way, of course, but I surrounded myself with really powerful people and I know everybody wants to close their ears when you hear SEO, but I call it content marketing because it's really, if you do your content right, you're going to be blessed. So I just used all that and applied it to my own business, and then all of a sudden I looked around and, like, we were just, you know, our office is getting 100 phone calls a day, and I'm like, wow, I don't even spend money on marketing. Like, this is fantastic, right? So yeah, that's what kind of brought me into getting out of there. And I just really wanted to help other business owners.
Yeah. And so you have a brand that's called Collaborate pros, yep. right?
Collaborate pros, yep.
You help all sorts of professionals, a lot of professionals in the home services, home improvement industry, to take what you learned, what you discovered through your love of computers and also your wisdom about, you know, the unspeakable SEO, to leverage the power of that local search, right? And to really help other business owners to replicate your success inside of their business, right? Yeah. And you have, do you have done for you, done with you? How exactly do they work with you?
Yeah, it's done for you. That's a great question. We know how to do it. You should go run your business and let us handle it for you. But what we're really good at, like what our superpower is, it blows my mind. Like recently, like we work with a lot of roofers, dentists. I mean, we work with lawyers. Like we even work with an accident attorney in Chicago, got them to page one within a month or two. Like the way we do it, it just works. And it's so cool because a few years ago, I figured out this little recipe and I'm like, oh my gosh, this works. But the true power is what I call our transactional search terms. So if you're searching anything near me, like a roofer near me or a roofing contractor near me, the near me kind of makes it a transactional search term. So if you're thinking plumber near me or electrician near me or an emergency dentist, right? Emergency dentist near me, like, man, my tooth hurts, like, God, or, you know, I need that service now. So if you focus on those type of search terms and you know how to code your website to show up for those search terms, it's an absolute game changer.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. It's like, as you learn the little nuggets, I love that you said for yourself that you learned how to be a businessman. Like that you were out there slugging it, hustling, making it happen. And then one of your keys that you shared was that finding those people, paying them well, right? And making sure that you had the right team assembled so that you could eventually now step all the way out of that business and have that kind of chairman role where you get to be involved on the strategic side and checking in, making sure that you're not having to execute. And you are never going to be able to get there if you don't end up having lead volume. You don't end up being found, right? So you help other business owners do that for their businesses. So I love that. I love that. I also wanted to chat with you about, you know, we all have these moments where like stuff has hit the fan. Things are going wrong. We're thinking like, am I even doing this right? What the heck? Right. Yeah, and once we're on the other side of it and we have a successful business and now you have multiple successful businesses, it can look to other people like we've just kind of effortlessly succeeded. And that is never, ever, ever the truth. So what are those like defining stumbles that you made, or other than not choosing the computer science route and not selling your business for however many?
If you don't learn from failures, you just need to quit, because like that's the best way to learn, right? Like, oh my gosh, so many times. And you know what's amazing is over the years, you know, you just, like anytime somebody says you're lucky, I'm like, oh my gosh, you have no clue. And every other business owner knows that. Like, there's no way my employees have any clue how many times I had to borrow money just to make payroll, you know, because we're taking on big projects or big jobs. And, you know, I know in the end, you know, the money's going to come in. So, you know, I guess my biggest stumbling thing that I learned in business is the sooner you can figure out your financials, and make a great relationship with a local bank, that's a game changer. Because then, you know, you have the power of getting financing or lines of credit, and then you can go after larger jobs, and you know, you can really scale your business that way. It's kind of hard to bootstrap it. I mean, it depends on the industry you're in, but if you have a great banking relationship and you understand your financials, I feel like that's the biggest mistake most early business owners make.
I love that. Really, that access to capital. There's that age-old phrase that growth eats capital. And if you have access, you can show that, hey, this is not a crazy wild risk. This is a very mitigated risk because of future potential or because of things that already works, right? So awesome. I love that piece of advice. Fantastic.
Yeah. I wish I knew that back then.
That's one of those, if you knew then what you know now, right? Like, that's one of those pieces of advice for up and coming business owners who are aspiring to be successful or to break through their plateau of success. It's go understand your financials and make that relationship, right? Because humans are humans, right? If you just have a relationship with your banking app, You can't go to the banking app and say, hey guys, I just landed this amazing deal and I'm going to need some financing for equipment, or I'm going to need some financing for product or whatever, right? No. The app is going to look at you right now in the rear view mirror of what you've been doing and say, no thanks. Rejected. you don't fit the algorithm, right?
Yeah. You sure don't want to go ask family for money. That's like a bad recipe. Don't go do that.
That's a bad one. Don't go do that. I'm right beside you on that advice.
I've never done it. So I've just stayed far away from that.
Yep, don't go do that. The way that I look at, if you're seeking investments, if you're looking for that, you don't want to ever ask someone that cannot afford to lose it. Right? Because investments in and of themselves have a level of risk. Mm-hmm. And some people believe in you really strongly, and that's amazing, but you don't want them to bet the farm on it and not be in a position where they can weather the negative side of that bet. Right? So absolutely. So, okay. So quick question about, if someone were to want to find you and to want to work with you, where would they come? How would they find you? How can they find out more about Collaborate Pros? Where can they go?
Okay. Before I tell you that, I want to give a good golden nugget for people.
Yes.
This is something you can do yourself and you can apply to your own website. I have search listings. If you're in Las Vegas and you search near me, my Arizona company shows up number one. If you're in Los Angeles and you search a near me search term, my Phoenix company shows up number one, even in Orlando and Nashville. So near me is not actually near wherever somebody's searching. It's actually just a search term. So if you can get your website to show up for the near me search term, you can place it in any city or location you want across the whole United States, wherever you want to do service. So that is a huge golden nugget. Like, that light bulb didn't go on my brain until about 3 years ago. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Do you think that Google is using near me by qualifying geographically, but you can actually tag it as a search term?
Yep. Yep. Amazing. So you set up the way you do it. And I'm going to give this golden nugget here.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
The way you do it is you do a blog post. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to cover their ears and say blogging is boring. It's lame. It's archaic. But a blog post is breaking news. It's like breaking news to Google. So you do a blog post and it's on your website. It's nowhere else. It's physically on your website. Sure. And Google's pretty much search engine's like, oh, wow, it's breaking news. I want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So Google will index it higher in the search results. And then the beauty is, when you do your blog post, you want to title it the exact search term.
Mm-hmm.
Local dentist near me. Right. You could put that for your exact. So most people do a blog post and say top 10 ways to improve your curb appeal to your home to sell in 5 years. Like, nobody searches that. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of resource. It's a way. Like, if you go on your website right now and you look at your blog posts, if you're having an SEO company doing your blogs and the blogs aren't search terms.
Yep.
Like, stop wasting your money. It doesn't translate into more traffic. So you want to title the blog, let's say roofing contractor near me. That's the title of your blog post. And then you write a nice article about it. And then within the blog post, you want to geotag images that are in the city. And then you also, and you can tag blog posts, and the tags tell Google what search terms are being searched for that blog post to show up. So roofing company near me, roofing contractor near me, roofing company Dallas, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever terms you want that blog post to show up for, stick them in there. Okay. So that's my golden nugget. I just taught everybody how to show up for a near me.
I love it.
Usually that'll get you sometimes to page one. Mostly it lands on page two or three. Then there's other ways to get it all the way up to the top. And that I'm not going to give away. But if you want to hop on a Zoom with me, I'll probably be nice and just give it away.
Oh, it'd be nice and tell you anyways.
Yeah. I love it. You got to leave a carrot and you got to get people interested. But find us. You can go to Collaborate Pros. You can just search Collaborate Pros or collaboratepros.com. We even have a podcast little button up there.
Awesome.
If you click on that, I think I give you like 3 or 4 free giveaways. There's other really good gold nuggets in there, more than what I just shared. So
yeah, amazing. I love your go-giver attitude. I love that heart of service.
That's my favorite book, The Go-Giver.
I love that.
One of my favorite books.
It's on my top books that stay on the shelf. Right? The other ones get cycled back into the box, but that one's on the shelf.
I read that book and I'm like, that's totally me. I love this.
Yeah.
I just love doing
it. People feel like they have to guard their information lest anyone should steal it. Yeah. Well, usually what you learn is that there's no new thing under the sun, right? Like that this has been done before in some way by some person. Someone probably already knows that secret, but that there are so many people, especially when you're looking at a done for you thing, that they don't have the time nor the energy to be an expert in your thing. They're being an expert in their thing, right? They want to be focused on their thing, their gift, their work, their whatever.
Who not how?
Right. Yeah.
Right? Who not how? Go find the who knows how to do it. And you go do what you know how to do.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Dave and I actually met at a conference when he was speaking, and I was so impressed by his go-giver attitude because he just laid it all out. He said, this is where you do this. This is where you find this. This is how you do it. He showed us the secret sauce. And I mean, I'm a type of person where my memory is better on paper. So I take notes, but my notes are usually very bullet pointy, very here and there, not from Dave's session. I like could not stop writing. And then of course, afterwards, whenever I meet someone who's doing something innovative and smart and interesting, I'm always like, we got to be connected, right? Because
we got to be best friends.
Yeah, game knows game, right? Like whatever you can spot, like, ooh, yeah, they're doing something really cool. And for me, it's just that sense of you don't have to be guarding and being scarce. When you're generous, when you share, when you tell people, when you don't hold back, that's what people are drawn to because they understand that you know what you're talking about and you are a clear subject matter expert.
That's kind of why we named the company Collaborate. And we just want to collaborate with a bunch of people. So
yeah, I love
that. Together. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. There's no reason, right? There's so many people who act so secretively.
Oh yeah.
There's always like, okay, sure. Trade secrets. You got to keep them. But you know, there's so much abundance. If you can get out of the space of worrying about it, then it just comes back to you tenfold. So I love it. So collaboratepros.com, if you want to check out what Dave is doing and check out a couple more of the cool freebies and little nuggets that he's going to give you. And before we go, I know you've been given a couple little good tips about, you know, what you would have done if you knew differently, but is there any other hard earned lesson that you feel like, you know what, this is other than the banking relationship, what else, is there anything else you can say, oh man.
Oh yeah, I had one a minute ago when we were talking. What was it? I don't know. I mean, I think the tip that I give most people is overpay your good talent. That's
I love it.
If you overpay people who are good talents, they just generally don't leave working for you.
Yeah.
They feel loved, they feel appreciated, you know, they feel like the company's their company.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime I meet another business owner is like, oh, I'm not paying that guy or they pay very little. You can see it, like, you know, it doesn't come back. So sometimes it feels counterproductive. sometimes to go borrow money for payroll. but then you have room to scale. You're not going to have room to scale if you're not going to surround yourself with amazing people. So
absolutely. So I always like to ask all of my guests about success. Right. Because, you know, part of the reason why people are tuning in is because they themselves want to aspire to more. So do you consider yourself to be successful?
You know, I think if I sold everything, I would be. Daddy, do you have $1 million? I'm like, if I sold everything, I would. So we'll just leave it at that. If I sold everything, I'd be very successful.
Sure. Sure. What does success mean to you? What's your personal formula for success?
Well, I think success is freedom of schedule more than anything. Mm-hmm. If I want to take a week or two off, like next week I'm taking off. We're going to get around spring break. Like if I can take a week off and not stress and not be pulled into meetings and have to answer this or that, to me, that's far more successful than however much money I have in my bank account. Because like my kids are 9, 10, 11, and I love my wife and I love spending time with my family. So if I can spend quality family time at the drop of a hat, you know, we actually go away for the entire summer too. Like we just literally go up to Northern Arizona and pretty much take the summer off. So for me, it's more freedom of schedule than anything.
I love it. So your success formula is having freedom of schedule. That's what you have, right? Yeah. And I love that. It's so good because time is one of your non-renewable assets, right? Mm-hmm. Money, you can always make more money. But if you squander the time that you have, especially when your kids are little and you're trying to raise a family and so on, then you don't get that back, Right. You don't get a second chance to watch that one, that first happen again. Right. So really cool. Well, Dave, thanks so much for sharing all these little nuggets of wisdom. I know that when I'm on the listener side of a podcast, it goes by so fast. So I just want to share, recap a couple of the amazing things that you shared. And one of the things is that having the courage to learn how to be a businessman, right? If you don't know what you're, how to do it, right? You're just doing your thing, you're executing your craft and it's kind of working. Taking the time to surround yourself by the right people and to hire mentors and to learn how to become a business person. It is not infused knowledge, PS, right? Like that is often hard won, right? I really love that one. If you don't learn from failure, you should quit.
I forgot I said that. Yeah. Just quit. You're just not going to get it.
That's right. I mean, because that is, you are going to stumble, period. There is no, my dad always used to tell me, like, no one gets out of this world alive, right? You are going to make mistakes, right? Things are going to happen, especially when you're embarking on something that you don't know how to do yet, right? That you're having your own series of firsts. That's bound to happen. So that's really great. And then your own secret sauce for success, your recipe of success is freedom of schedule. And then that really amazing nugget that you shared about the near me search term and how to execute it fully.
Don't tell anybody.
That one a secret.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's pretty cool. All right, Dave. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and your wisdom with us today. So fun. And if you're looking to find Dave, go head to collaboratepros.com, check him out, get in touch with his podcast and check out his Spirit of Generosity. Lots more good nuggets where these excellent one came from. So thank you again, Dave.
No problem. This was fun, Madeline. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, everybody. Till the next time. See you later.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scaling the Gap. If you're an ambitious leader with an established business and a growth mindset, head over to LegacyLeadershipInstitute.com, click on Insights and the podcast, and check out How to Become a Guest. And if you got something out of this interview and would like to share the episode on social media, we would be delighted. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social. If you know someone who'd be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and be sure to include our hashtag Scaling the Gap. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and fresh content, so to ensure that you don't miss any of it, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Your thumbs up, ratings, reviews go such a long way to helping us promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. If you want to know more about us, head over to LegacyLeadershipInstitute.com or follow me on LinkedIn. We're on a mission to help leaders leverage introspection, scale the organizations, and create lasting and enduring legacies. And we want you to be part of our movement. See you on the next episode.